Hello, respected viewers, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel once more. Anyway, I'm commenting on the latest episode in the Prince Harry saga. So he did keep his ugly mug off the Gogglebox for about a month after his father's coronation, but all good things come to an end. So now His Royal Highness, the Duke of Sussex, has initiated a legal action against various British newspapers, the Daily Mirror, the Sunday Mirror, the People, and I think possibly others. They're all part of the Mirror Group newspapers. Prince Harry, he flew in from California to appear in court as a witness. This is a civil action, not a criminal action, took place in the High Court. So there was a 55-page deposition that had been published, and he was there in the witness stand to testify. Now, he alleges that when he was an adolescent and into his early 20s, Mirror Group newspapers, they identified and exploited a security weakness in mobile phones. Mobile phones were far less sophisticated in the 90s, allowing them to hack into his voicemails and to hear messages left by friends and family. I think they couldn't actually hear live phone calls. But anyway, he said that members of the House of Windsor are put into a certain role by the tabloid media, and they said they portrayed him as a thicko, cheat, and underage drinker, proving that the media is absolutely accurate. I mean, he is a man of inferior intelligence. His exam results are probative of that, and obviously not just in the scholarly sense, but if you look at his complete dearth of common sense. And he did cheat his A-level exams. That's documented. That's proven irrefragably. He was recorded saying as much at the time without his knowledge. His teacher said so. The head of art said so. And that all came out in a court case about 20 years ago. So he should have had all his results annulled for this rank dishonesty. But nevertheless, they were allowed to stand. And he did drink alcohol, as he's acknowledged on multiple occasions in his printed statements and his public utterances. So what's wrong with telling the plain truth? Anyway, they said that he played up to this and that he was portrayed as the playboy of Prince. Well, he certainly was. He loved going to parties, Las Vegas and all that, exposing his penis to, as he would say, vulnerable young women, being a failure, which he was in some sense a dropout, sort of took two gap years before joining Santos, the Women at Drew Academy, and all the rest of it. Irresponsible drug taker. He certainly did abuse drugs, as again, he's admitted on multiple occasions. So what are you complaining about? If you don't want people to report that you take drugs, well, then don't take drugs. What's wrong with that? You're accusing them of illegality, but you committed illegality. So one of the defenses, obviously, that the Mirror Group newspapers could have is ex terpi causa non oratur, okay? Because of his turpitudinous conduct, he can't use that as a ground for which to launch a civil action. But anyway, some of this would be actionable if they did what he said that they did, because some of this was illegal, this spying. They're not the security services. So he said that he ended up believing some of this nonsense, and most of the public believed it and thought, well, if he's going to be portrayed as whatever, a drug abuser, then he might as well do so. All this emotional blackmailing really has got nothing to do with it. He's trying to morally blackmail people, feel sorry for him. And okay, he did suffer badly. I mean, you know, got to feel sorry for any child who suffers the death of his mother when he's only 12. And his parents having the most public divorce of all time. That was absolutely sordid. But, you know, that wasn't the fault of Mirror Group newspapers. It was his parents' own choices. It was their behavior that led to this. And then he didn't manage his own conduct. Anyway. So the paparazzi are always there, and he felt that they were following him. Well, that was their job to report to him. It's the royal's job to be in the media, things like that. But there's a lot of false reporting, and yes, occasionally there was something factual. Even Mirror Group newspapers got it right from time to time. And he felt that he was not given a fair press, presented very unfairly, but there was a lot of sympathy for him. And he was praised a lot and so on, seen as being fun, being approachable, and all the rest of it, being down to earth. So remember when he was launched doing the Warrior Games? He had the media eating out of his hands. It's not the case that he always had a very adversarial relationship with them. This newfound enmity between him and the press pack is mostly since one Meghan Markle came on the scene, and she did not receive the obsequious coverage that she considered to be no more than her due. So he thinks that texts were intercepted as well. Okay. Okay, and this went on while he was in the army and things like that. And he said what was particularly cruel was publishing stories that James Hewitt, his mother's paramour, was his father, and he didn't know this was true. Now, he claims that the extramarital affair between Princess Diana and James Hewitt only commenced after his birth. I don't know the truth of that myself. He's also savaged Paul Burrell, his mother's former butler, who used to be a family friend, and said he was disloyal, said it was a cold and overt betrayal. Isn't it staggering that Prince Harry has the nerve to demand privacy for himself, despite happily violating the privacy of every other member of his family, and absolutely coining it, making tens of millions of pounds by selling out the most intimate details of his family, by all sorts of private conversation? Isn't that staggeringly hypocritical? Isn't that nauseating? Especially when he said it made him physically sick, that the idea that Piers Morgan, the editor of the Daily Mirror, was listening into his mother's voicemails. But we've all been able to listen into private conversations of Prince Harry's family from what he's published in his book, assuming what he said is true, which obviously I don't give too much credit to him. He's not got a reputation for being radical in his public statements. And then he said there were bloodstained typing fingers, sort of highly emotive language, but this won't have much of an effect on the court because they've got to go by the law, by logic and evidence. Because as this barrister once said to me, law matters not what actually happened, it's what you can prove. Can you prove they got this through phone hacking? They might have got through phone hacking, and they might have got through other methods. Okay, they could have had spies, you know, paid informants. You never know who your friends are in these situations, and people selling you out to the media, and they could have got it through that means. So someone might have been a Judas, and there's no law against paying sources. They could have just made up some lucky guesses, things like that, kept them under surveillance, hiring private detectives, you know, long lenses for their photos, or binoculars to actually follow their movements, tracking devices even. So, I mean, even if it's probable he did it, well, he only has to prove it on the balance of probabilities. So there are other possibilities. And, you know, even if he was hacked, it doesn't prove it was by these newspapers. So apparently the expert consensus is he's going to lose the case, which would be hilarious, and which would cost him loads of money. And then he's waded into a domestic British political row, saying the current government is the worst one ever. So he might as well say vote Labour. So this really is infra dignitate. He ought to know that members of the royal family, they have to stay above this dirty game of politics. Just stay above the fray and don't get into mudslinging like this, to be taking sides on partisan issues, which he has on so many times. So he sort of undermined the royal family's political neutrality. So it's clearly temperamentally unsuitable for the role into which he was born. So the case continues, as they say. It's going to take several days, maybe even weeks. And he was almost whispering all the way through. So just because he feels very strongly, that doesn't automatically guarantee he's going to get what he wants. Obviously, I would love to see him fail and fall flat on his face. Thank you for watching the channel. Goodbye.